Still, you're on 12.
Oh, he's on to 13 now.
Consider and take possible action to adopt policy on determining pensionable compensation under PEPRA for purposes of calculating retirement benefits.
Okay. Page one, bottom of the paragraph of attachment one, the paragraph in quotes, pensionable compensation of a new member of any public retirement system means, okay, at the very last, it says basis during normal working hours pursuant to publicly available pay schedules. Can you what does that mean? Does that mean that if I'm going to use, if I decide to I want to apply for a probation officer's job, I go to the printout that the county puts out and it says there's my pay scales, started at step one and there's five steps over 2.5 years or whatever, and I hit the top scale. When I hit top scale, that's my final pay. Is that what is publicly? Because in some classes, there's pay positions that have differentials included in them that are permanent. And somebody can work in that position for 30 years with a salary 5% above what may be the top salary for that position. Is that?
That element of the statute, the publicly available pay schedule, that is a very important part. It ensures that the retirement system will only be including compensation that the employer's governing board has adopted publicly. It's on a public list. It shows you the job classification. It shows you what they're making. That's what that's geared towards. And what we've done in this policy is to define that term, and we have that starting on the bottom of page two. And we're requiring that of all of our employers, that their compensation schedules be public, that their governing board has adopted them at a public meeting subject to the Brown Act, that it's either posted on their website or it's available to the public upon request, that it is transparent about what they're paying.
Okay, then go to page two, as you suggested, and number three. Can you define that for me? Shows the pay rate for each identified position, which may be stated in a single amount or as multiple amounts within a range. So you're talking about the steps there.
Correct.
And Jerry, I can assure you, we've got a new HR person coming on soon, at least for the county, and that will be one of my number one issues when I have a one-on-one with them, is that those pay scales need to be as up-to-date and as informative as possible, because we've struggled with this and we understand that issue that you're bringing up, and it just has to be public, and then it gets paid for, and you know, we haven't. With these furloughs and cuts and what have you, I can never trust the pay scale that's on the county website. So it's a number one priority for the board.
Okay, so if a pay scale is listed at the top step, but again, I'm going to go back to the same example I used because it's the only one I know.
They need to put that there.
So if the employer puts that there, then it's still possible for that person to have that 5% differential included in their pay. Thank you.
Wait. I want to clarify this.
Yeah. Right.
If the employer
we're
puts it in.
We're only addressing whether or not something is a publicly available pay schedule. You're asking, Jerry,
but that's
whether that differential beyond base pay would be pensionable, and the answer is no.
No, but we're looking to make it, to separate it out, to put this position gets X, these are the five steps. This position may get a differential, which are Y.
Yeah. That has that in built
to
in
get
their,
that on there
in their steps.
Okay. So the way that we the board vote, I'm sorry, the way the board voted was it was base pay only. You were talking about differentials. I'm getting confused on that.
Well, and it's going to have to be dealt with in an ongoing MOUs. To the extent that whatever is a pay issue that, and you bring up a very good point, but that was one of the things way back when is if it's on a pay scale. That it can be paid. Now, differentials, I guess we'll need further.
The employer can pay the differentials in accordance with their employment agreements with their employees. That's not what this is about at all. This isn't a requirement that the employer publish their differentials. That's not our role here.
Right. Explain.
But Jerry or Gabe's got a good point. If we're only paying on base pay, a differential is
beyond base pay.
But if the employer says this is part of their base pay, it extends it to include it. And I'm not talking about the differentials that were authorized in 2000 and
going forward.
Or 2001. I'm talking about going forward. Because
if you define base pay, there's no parts of base pay. Base pay is a single
but
unit.
The employer can increase the base
That's
pay.
That's different than a part.
Right. Yeah, you can't say like FIRE has some differentials that years ago they rolled into their base pay,
mm-hmm.
but it's their base pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's base pay. So.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
And
I'm
feeling
right.
Like that's the way it goes.
You can't differentiate.
You don't call it.
Base pay, but it's a differential.
Yeah. No.
It's already rolled in. Everything
rolled
is a base
in.
Pay.
Yes.
So I need to know why is this on the agenda? Is it just to just sort of explain what we've already voted on? Or
yes.
We're not changing policy or nothing?
It explains what you already voted on, and this is how we're implementing PEPRA, pensionable compensation. What we pointed out about the definition of publicly available pay schedules, that's an addition, that's clarification, and that's the only addition really in clarification in this policy. It reflects exactly what the board already voted.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Ken Westerman from the Deputy Sheriff's Association.
Ken,
so
if you don't mind, you pick up on the recording easier by the microphone.
Oh. Thank you. Ken Westerman from the Deputy Sheriff's Association. My concern is that the current policy on base pay only being included in pensionable compensation for CICERA PEPRA members is that that's not the position of other 37 acts who are competitors, nor is it the position of CalPERS. CalPERS recently voted to include certain items beyond base pay, as did Alameda County and other counties. This policy needs to be re-reviewed by CICERA and by this board, because if it's not, it's not equal to what other people are getting. And Contra Costa County is not competitive in any regard with salary at all. My members are leaving in droves, and having a base pay only pension defeats the purpose of what PEPRA was designed to do, which was level the playing field. Nobody else is doing that. So at some point, I would ask that this board reconsider your policy and look at what CalPERS is doing and look at what neighboring 37 acts are doing. You guys are, your position is hyper-conservative, and it's not necessary. It's not what the law intended.
Is there a motion on any issue with regards to?
I move that we accept the PEPRA policy that's in our packet.
Second.
Any comments or discussion?
Well, I have a comment. I've heard Jerry and I think also Gabe bring this up regarding the base pay only. I was at that meeting. I was not a trustee at the time, but my understanding was it wasn't determined as to what to include or not to include with the PEPRA members. And my understanding was the board made the decision as a kind of as a bridge to move forward. And I've heard, again, Jerry and Gabe bring this up on, why aren't base pay items, beyond base pay items included, like CalPERS, for example. So I would offer the possibility of bringing that, as you both have requested, to come to the board for those items to be reviewed, possibly bring this up later in the future. And review the pay items.
I support that. I'd like to see it on the future agenda and have time for everybody to kind of comment on it, prepared for it.
We can do that.
What is since there's some, this has been brought up in the past, some kind of Brown Act rule about if a policy has already been voted on, considered voted on, and and adopted, that there is some rule on how that can be brought back. Can you explain
that? I think you're thinking of reconsideration.
Right.
I think it's fair to have this conversation because of new information that's happened and the action by the PERS board. I've actually had some conversations with our county administrator about it, too. So I don't have a problem with it coming back because I don't think we may be reconsidering our policy, but it's based on the fact that there's a whole bunch of new. That was taken in 2011, and so I think we're okay.
So can I have Karen or Harvey answer that question?
Happy to. You want to comment?
Okay.
It's really not a Brown Act issue.
Okay.
It's an issue, sometimes it's an issue under Robert's Rules of Order in terms of procedure. Motions for reconsideration are specific things. They have to come up at the meeting itself that a decision is made. So what you're really talking about is, are there limitations on the board reconsidering policies and decisions that it's made in the past? And we'll have some discussion in fiduciary training, but there really is no constraint on the board reconsidering its policies.
You
can't tie the hands of a future board in terms of reexamining policies, when, especially if there are changed circumstances. It might even be prudent to do so under the circumstances. So there's no procedural bar to the board reconsidering a policy that it's previously adopted.
Okay. Is there a motion to do that?
She's
made a motion. No, there wasn't a second to that motion.
Right. I think it's just direction to the CEO to bring it back at some point.
So the motion on the table was mine. It was to adopt the policy we have in front of us.
Right.
Right.
There wasn't a second.
Okay.
There was.
Karen.
There was
Karen.
A second.
Secondary.
Is it?
I think I'll just go on the agenda and not to make a motion.
No, because
the board may adopt this policy,
and
as
change
part
it
of
in
that,
2 weeks.
Direct us.
See, that's kind of what I wanted to get away from. If we were going to reconsider this in the near future, rather than adopting this, do these policies need to go to the Board of Supes for?
No.
These do not. Okay. We're already operating under this policy, as opposed. If we're going to reconsider it,
nobody knows it.
Maybe we don't adopt the written form today, so that we then have an amended written form and everything.
In terms of this, in terms of this policy, though, it really isn't going to have. How do I want to put this? In terms of this policy, it's not going to have an effect because nobody's retiring under the Pepper rules for at least 5 more years. So we've got time to talk about this. So I don't think we really need to vote on it then today. And maybe we need to just wait for a 3 or 4 weeks and see. I mean, I was conflicted when I saw CalPERS and what I went. And then hearing today what Alameda County, you know, I'm just like.
Yeah, I would like a very
clear. Let's take a little time and go back and look. I mean,
go back and look at it.
Well, but we have an existing policy that we adopted, and unless I've gotten it wrong, what is in our packet is the written statement of existing policy that we're currently enforcing. So if we want to revisit the policy, we can certainly do that. I mean, I heard what Ken said. I had maybe a different view of what CalPERS did when I read it and looked at the details of it, but certainly circumstances can change. But for me, particularly, I know I can't play the new board member card anymore, but I can tell you.
You better not.
About 6 months ago, I was turning
coming,
that over.
I'm sitting next to you. Coming onto the board and getting the stack of binders and then trying to go through, you know, and all of you at some point or another went through this, you know, to try to digest what we do and what the policies are. This is important to have in place. I would recommend you not defer it. It's already our policy. It's nice to have it in a written place. If we want to revisit it in 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, we can do that. And we should do so thoughtfully. But I think it's also equally or more prudent to have the policy in writing so that we know what the baseline is. That's my suggestion.
The argument goes with Brian says, I don't want to amend it down the road. Should we change it? And it's not like it's going to be here. I'm sure it's going to come up in the next month. That's probably.
But I agree with Scott. We need to have it there so it's there if we, because we don't know whether we'll change it or not.
And
so.
We do amend policies from time to time. If we deferred every policy because we aren't sure if we might change it, we would never get anything done on this board.
Yeah. Well, can you put part of the motion then that adopt this policy with a provision that it goes back on a future agenda?
No, just do two actions. We're adopt the policy and give direction to the CEO to come back with an analysis of, since the CalPERS decision, how has this impacted other 1937 Act counties? How would it impact Contra Costa County? You know, I'd like to take that up as a whole new, because it's going to, let's face it, that's going to be a big issue.
Sure, sure.
And when, as we mentioned earlier, we have a legal action pending. They're not related, but they are related. So
stuff tends to get lost when we...
Well, no, I think we're being pretty clear on the record. We're asking our CEO to take specific action.
Do you really
action.
Think Gabe and I and Will are going to
bring
it up?
I know, but I'm just saying,
it
stuff starts to get lost.
Nothing gets
this
lost.
This one won't
Top?
Be lost. It's not going to get lost.
It's not going to get lost.
Okay, right. So with John seconded Deborah's motion, so that's on the table. Any more comments with regards to the adoption of the written form of our current policy? Okay.
I have a question.
Will?
Karen and Harvey, does by people voting today, I can't vote obviously, but people voting today on this current policy, does that prevent them, as to Deborah's point regarding Robert's Rules of Order, prevent them from bringing it up on a technicality, let's say, in 2 weeks to reform this? I
doesn't
know what you
have
said,
to be somebody who votes against it has to can bring
not
it
at
up?
All. Yeah. I'll go on the record for you. Not
Thank
at
you.
All.
I love the record.
Okay.
So anybody can bring it up. I thought there was something about
But we don't
it
have to because we've given direction
only
for our
okay.
CEO to bring this back as an agenda item.
Right.
Okay, so with regards to the issue of approving the written form, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Gabe one. Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. And
I make a motion that we bring this issue up. I'm not going to
vote on
this.
It's not on the agenda, so that's why you give direction.
It's not on the agenda. So
direction.
We're
given direction.
we're requesting.
Give direction.
I'm requesting staff to. Okay. Give them time to gather the information as far as CalPERS and other counties that have adopted a different variation beyond base pay, compile that information. We'll put it on a future agenda as soon as possible, but within reason as far as giving you time to do what you need to do. Okay, so we'll do that. We don't need a vote on that. Okay.
Well, that was easy.
Was it easy?